Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm sure you're blessed by that beautiful song titled Blessed and Highly Favored. Hallelujah. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 18th day in the month of April 2024. God wants you to prosper. Part 3. The same scripture still, 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for the health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you have sent to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we saw that God wants you to prosper so that you may be a blessing towards his kingdom agenda here on earth, and also bless the less privileged around you. We also explained that God doesn't expect you to give something beyond what he has blessed you with, because he doesn't want you to be a borrower but a lender. Another important thing you should know about giving towards the work of God or giving to the poor is that you shouldn't do it with stress. God wants you to take out of what you have and be a blessing to his work and to the less privileged in your midst. Don't ever feel bad if you do not have what to give every time there is a call to give towards the work of God. Only give what you have. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2, Apostle Paul advised, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. The emphasis here is given according to how God has prospered you, not according to how others are given or have given. In Exodus chapter 35, verses 22 and 23, God documents the given response of the children of Israel to his clarion call to support the work of building the tabernacle in the wilderness. It is evident that not all the people had blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skins. But every man that had it gave it up for the work of the kingdom. They did not consider the fact that they had earlier given their gold and silver and brass, but also gave of their blue, purple, scarlet and fine linens. Another thing we can deduce in the above scripture is that they did not wait for all the members of the congregation to give the blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins. Only those that are blessed, that were blessed with them, gave accordingly. It is important to mention here that only one or a few people may have been blessed enough to pay up an entire church bill for a given need or project, and God will ensure they are positioned to do that on a bigger scale if they obey him and respond accordingly. In conclusion, it is important to mention that we can only become a blessing to the work of God if we are addicted to God. If your heart is not for God, then you will not be bothered about what happens to the heavenly vision. Paul said he was not stubborn to the heavenly vision, Acts chapter 26, verse 19. He gave in all he could to see it actualized. Jesus said your heart could only be where your treasure is. Show me where your treasure is and I'll show you the location of your heart. Matthew 6 verse 21. When God's kingdom becomes your utmost concern, you'll find it very easy to give generously towards the work of the Lord out of what he has prospered you with. Matthew 6 verse 33. When you take pleasure in the things of God and show favor for the house of God, then the Lord will arise and have mercy upon you, and you will have triggered a set time for your favor. Hallelujah. We can find that in Psalms 102 verse 13. Therefore, take pleasure in supporting the work of God and blessing the less privileged, and God himself will make sure you lack nothing in this life. Shalom. Let us pray together. Say after me, believers. Dear Heavenly Father, I have decided to make your kingdom business my number one priority from now forward. I declare that I am committed to supporting your kingdom work on earth until the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Dunny McLaughlin singing All to the Glory of God. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifine. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I don't want to sing about pain anymore. Only want to sing about the one I adore. And dedicate my life to Him. Be a sacrifice for Him. All to the glory of God. Everybody sing now.
Don't want to sing about the pain anymore.
Only want to sing.
To God, oh my.
God, all to the glory of God. I live for the glory of God, all to bring glory to God. That's why I live, that's why I live.
All to bring glory.